about the muddy. How far is it to Quirn? A lot less now, said Ashfeld. A couple of miles. And after the next hill, the city lay before them, nestling in its bay. There was a cluster of people at the town's gates, which were closed. Afternoon sunlight glittered off helmets.
What you call them long sticks with axes on the end? Said Ashfeld.
Pikes, said Muddy.
There's certainly a lot of them, said Glod.
They can't be for us, can they? Said Cliff. We're only musicians.
And I can see so many long robes and gold chains and things, said Ashfeld.
Burgers, said Glod.
You know that horseman that passed us this morning, said Ashfeld.
I'm thinking that maybe news travels.
Yeah, but we didn't break up that theatre, said Cliff.
Well, you only gave them 6 encores, said Ashfeld.
We didn't do all that rioting on the streets.
I'm sure the men with the pointy blades will understand that.
Maybe they don't want their hotels redecorated. I said it was a mistake, orange curtains with yellow wallpaper.
The cart came to a halt. A rotund man with a tricorn hat and a fur-trimmed cloak scowled uncomfortably at the band.
Are you the musicians known as the band with rocks in?
He said.
What seems to be the problem, officer? Said Ashfeld. I am the mayor of Quirm. According to the laws of Quirm, music with rocks in cannot be played in the city. Look, it says so right here.
He flourished a scroll. Glod caught it.
That ink looks wet to me, he said. Music with rocks in represents a public nuisance, is proven to be injurious to health and morals, and to cause unnatural gyrations of the body, said the man, pulling the scroll back.
You mean we can't come into Quirm? Said Glod.
You can come in if you must, said the mayor, but you're not to play.
Buddy stood up on the cart.
But we've got to play, he said.
The guitar swung around on its strap. He gripped the neck and raised his strumming hand threateningly. Glod looked around in desperation. Cliff and Ashfeld had put their hands over their ears.
Ah, he said, I think what we have here is an occasion for negotiation, yes?
He got down from the cart.
I expect what your worship hasn't heard of, he said, is the music tax.
What music tax? Said Ashfeld and the mayor together.
Oh, it's the latest thing, said Glod. On account of the popularity of music with rocks in, music tax, 50p a ticket. Must have amounted to, $250 in Stolat, I reckon. More than twice that in Ankh-Morpork, of course. Patrician thought it up.
Really? Sounds like veterinary, right enough, said the mayor.
He rubbed his chin. Did you say $250 in Stolat, really?
That place is hardly any size.
A watchman with a feather in his helmet saluted nervously.
Excuse me, your worship, but the note from Stolat did say...
Just a minute, said the mayor testily. I'm thinking.
Cliff leaned down.
This is bribery, is it?
He whispered.
This is taxation, said Glod.
The watchman saluted again.
But really, sir, the guards at
Captain, snapped the mayor, still staring thoughtfully at Glod. This is politics. Please.
As well, said Cliff.
And to show goodwill, said Glod, it'd be a good idea if we paid the tax before the performance, don't you think?
The mayor looked at them in astonishment, a man not certain he could get his mind around the idea of musicians with money.
Your worship, the message said...
$250, said Glod.
Your worship!
Now, Captain, said the mayor, apparently reaching a decision, we know that folk are a bit odd in Stolat. It's only music, after all. I said I thought it was an odd note. I can't see the harm in music. And these young men, people, are clearly very successful, he added.
This obviously carried a lot of weight with the mayor, as it does with many people. No one likes a poor thief.
Yes, he went on. It'd be just like the lats to try that on us. They think we're simple just because we live out here.
Yes, but the Pseudopolis...
Oh, them stuck-up bunch. Nothing wrong with a bit of music, is there? Especially, the mayor eyed Glod, when it's for the civic good. Let them in, Captain.
Susan saddled up. She knew the place. She'd even seen it once. They'd put a new fence along the road now, but it was still dangerous. She knew the time, too.